Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of Favorite Fight, the installment of the My Girlfriend Doesn't Like Robots podcast. Now, it's been a few episodes since we've done one, because the beta rotator episode, which was what I was going to cover, couldn't be bothered. People have done far too much on that already, and they know more than me by a long shot. And episode four would have been Chomp Gamma 9, but just it was over the Christmas break. I just didn't get around to recording it, but that would have been fun, because it was Chomp Gamma 9 was such a good fight. Like, to see Chomp back in its like its full glory, like full 500-pound walkout, which still throws itself in the air when it fires its hammer, is fucking insane. I love it. That was my favorite fight from that, because that was the spectacle of that episode. It was so good. So for episode five, so I'm not gonna touch the huge Hydra fight. That'd be swinging a baseball bat at a hornet's nest. I'm not getting into that, mate. Safe to say, it was a terrible fight, and it was bullshit. I don't care, not even from like a rules perspective or a sportsmanship perspective or anything. Just the actual fight itself was garbage. Just plain and was the most boring 3 minutes I've ever watched. It was just terrible. The actual best fight, well, my favourite fight from this episode was Witch Doctor Kraken. It was it's the best we've ever seen Kraken. It was so good. It's to see them like properly sort of on form as well, actually doing what they designed Kraken to do and getting proper in with the damage and stuff. Like the way they both come into the fight, so obviously both are at 0-1, which is surprising for Witch Doctor. Like, last season's runner up after this fight is now 0-2, which is mad, because I think just it proves the runners up curse, because like this happened to Minotaur last year, like came second to Bifrost, I think, to that, and then in season three, and then last season had weapon troubles the whole time through, which was horrid to see. And then you had Bombshell, who obviously series two was second to Tombstone, which was a very good fight, actually. I will give him credit. It was a very good fight. And then came back in season three with the new wedge and the vertical spinner and everything, and just sucked ass and cheesed their way into the bracket at the end of it, which with such a bullshit last chance rumble win. So the second place curse, it rings true, because Witch Doctor have been having both these fights, their weapons have gone in some way. Like in this Kraken fight, they came straight out, first hit onto the teeth, just sheared part of the disc away, just shattered, which has unbalanced them and set them all a cue. And Kraken could just come in and control them like properly and just completely control the whole thing. It was a brilliant bit. It's the best performance we've seen of Kraken, and Matt's driving on it was amazing. Like, the control was brilliant. I'm just amazed it wasn't a KO, to be honest. Like, that little sort of cinch more would have probably got McKay if they'd have managed to get like a bite on like a battery or something, or another motor. Might have got the McKay victory. Like, Kraken hasn't had a KO. It's been going since season three, I think. And it hasn't had a KO, which is, I mean, it's a crusher. Crushers don't usually get KOs, but I'm surprised that one that's been like as consistent as Kraken hasn't had a KO, even in last season. It was on form. So the actual fight itself, so obviously great start from both of them. The teeth on Kraken this time are so much stronger. Like, they didn't lose a single one. I don't think they even lost any of the smaller ones that go up the length of the jaws and whatnot. Like, they took some big hits. Like, the first big hit from Witch Doctor when they came out of the box rush, like, didn't shear it at all, didn't do anything to it. So it proves that the hardening process, what they've got for it, really works, because they took a hell of a beating. They were able to put some decent holes in it, at least. Like, I think the really explosive thing with Kraken was like, this is its first main event, which is here or there, you could say that's surprising or whatever. It probably deserves it, to be fair. even going on how well it did last season. Like, this is a robot. Like, its first season, its first fight, it was against Sharko and Deviled Egg in season 3. Like, it's gone from that to having a main event and beating the runner-up from last year. That's a hell of a growth line. It's great to see. I love the development they've gone on, because the premise of it is brilliantly simple. It is just the big bag that pushes the jaws down and just puts holes in things. It, as a concept, it's brilliantly simple. And they work. They just refined it and sort of honed it. It's like the Bite Force of Crushers, basically. They just worked on it and just put everything they can into making it as good a crusher as they can. And it's really come into its own this season and the last. It's just gone strength to strength to strength. I'm really happy for them, because I really like Kraken. There were some good crushers. I like a good crusher bot. My favourite one's Razor. How could I not? And like, even like, you could say it was maybe overshadowed by Quantum, but Quantum had a weird string of fights, because he had the Duck one, which was just a cakewalk, and then got really unlucky and got Tombstone in the bracket, which just gave it no chance. So it is nice to see a crusher doing well. It's nice to see Kraken get the win, especially because they were robbed is probably a strong word, but they were unhappy with the decision in the Black Dragon one, we'll put it that way. Like, it's a really good fight. I want them to do well in the bracket. I think they will do well in the bracket. So yeah, that's a summary of my favourite fight from episode 5 of BattleBots, which started versus Kraken. Really good fight. The episode overall was a bit, started off strong. Jackpot and Ghost Raptor was really good. Even Sub-Zero did well, to be fair. Although against Grabot, I think anything was going to do well. Yeah, it was a good episode. Also, justice for Narwhal. My boy, look what they did to my boy. Massacred him. A child taken so young. Anyway, guys, that's going to be it for this favourite fight review. Social media links and stuff will be in the description down below. Please leave your comments what your favourite fight was as well, whether you agree with me and disagree with me. Even what you think of the huge Hydra fight. Let's get some comments in there about that. Get the analytics going. Thanks for listening, everyone, and I'll see you next time.